Watch, wind gusts topple crane as Dorian makes landfall in Canada. By Amy Furr on September 8, 2019. Hurricane Dorian has made landfall in Canada, leaving down trees and additional damage in its wake, according to reports. On Sunday morning, reports said 378,735 residents had lost power due to the high winds and heavy rain. However, the National Hurricane Center downgraded the storm to an intense post-tropical cyclone on Saturday. But that does not mean it is less dangerous. CNN meteorologist Jean Norman said Hurricane Dorian no longer has a warm core, but residents should remain vigilant for the duration. While the change in classification is technical, the fact of the matter is it's still a dangerous situation and people in the area should not let their guard down, he noted. As the storm approached Halifax, video footage taken by a resident showed the moment a crane was toppled by wind gusts, causing it to crash into a nearby building. Reports said hurricanes in Canada are somewhat rare because once they reach the cooler waters, they tend to lose their main source of energy, according to the Daily Mail. For now, the National Hurricane Center said warnings will remain in effect for parts of Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, according to reports. On Saturday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted he is prepared to assist residents in the aftermath of the storm. "We're kind of hunkered down, and we can see all of the trees that are waving around," said 32-year-old Danielle Horn, who lives in an eighth-floor apartment in Halifax. "There's definitely a little bit of nervousness for my car, which is parked outside." Before reaching Canada, Hurricane Dorian devastated the Bahamas. Erica Wells-Cox, a spokeswoman for Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, said the current death toll of 43 is expected to rise in the coming days. 43 is the official count, many missing in this number is expected to grow significantly, she commented.